Icon Audio Arts.
Heidi, written by Joanna Spyri, narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano and the Icon Players. If you've ever longed to see the Swiss mountain slopes, hear the story of Heidi. This tale transports the listener from the fine air and freedom of the mountaintop to the confines of Frankfurt, back to the peaks again, bounding in flowered fields with goats at your heels and sky utterly surrounding you. We meet Heidi when she is just 5, led up the mountain by her aunt, who has raised the orphan but must now leave for a position in Frankfurt. In a lovely mountain cottage overlooking the valley is Heidi's grandfather, and there with him the girl's sweet free nature expands with the vista. The author's voice is straightforward, and so is the listener's. With the child's wonder, devotion, and sometimes humorous good intentions, when Heidi is taken from the mountains and nearly doesn't make it back again, the most humorous as well as heart-wringing scenes occur. All that she learns during her absence from the mountain, she brings back as seeds which will grow to benefit everyone around her.
Chapter 1. Up the Mountain to Alm Uncle. From the old and pleasantly situated village of Mayenfeld, a footpath winds through green and shady meadows to the foot of the mountains, which on this side look down from their stern and lofty heights upon the valley below. The land grows gradually wilder as the path ascends, and the climber has not gone far before he begins to inhale the fragrance of the short grass and sturdy mountain plants, for the way is steep and leads directly up to the summits above. On a clear, sunny morning in June, two figures might be seen climbing the narrow mountain path. One, a tall, strong-looking girl. The other, a child whom she was leading by the hand, and whose little cheeks were so aglow with heat that the crimson color could be seen even through the dark, sunburnt skin. And this was hardly to be wondered at, for in spite of the hot June sun, the child was clothed as if to keep off the bitterest frost. She did not look more than 5 years old, if as much, but what her natural figure was like it would have been hard to say, for she had apparently 2, if not 3, dresses, one above the other, and over these a thick red woolen shawl wound round about her, so that the little body presented a shapeless appearance as, with its small feet shod in thick, nailed mountain shoes, it slowly and laboriously plodded its way up in the heat. The two must have left the valley a good hour's walk behind them when they came to the hamlet known as Dorfley, which is situated halfway up the mountain. Here the wayfarers met with greetings from all sides, some calling to them from windows, some from open doors, others from outside, for the elder girl was now in her old home. She did not, however, pause in her walk to respond to her friends' welcoming cries and questions, but passed on without stopping for a moment until she reached the last of the scattered houses of the hamlet. Here a voice called to her from the door. "Wait a moment, Data. If you are going up higher, I will come with you." The girl thus addressed stood still, and the child immediately let go her hand and seated herself on the ground. "Are you tired, Heidi?" asked her companion. "No, I am hot," answered the child. "We shall soon get to the top now. You must walk bravely on a little longer, and take good long steps, and in another hour we shall be there," said Data in an encouraging voice. They were now joined by a stout, good-natured-looking woman, who walked on ahead with her old acquaintance, the two breaking forth at once into lively conversation about everybody and everything in Dorfley and its surroundings, while the child wandered behind them. "And where are you off to with the child?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?